upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. Were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Good morning, this is Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 28th, 2019, and boy, do we have a good story for you this morning. Leading the headlines at Technocracy News is U.S. must put a ban on Google helping China develop a global digital dictatorship. This is an ongoing story that has been reported on many times at technocracy.news. But Google is in a position right now, serving already the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, that's working extensively with AI within the government and the Department of Defense and intelligence communities. It's also working for China. This presents a big problem, both for America, well, probably for China, but that's not our country, proposes a problem for America. Google has flatly denied that it's working for China, at least for the government and the military in China. However, we know from recent news stories that Google has been developing a search engine for China, specifically for China, so that the government may censor news to the Chinese people. This is blatant censorship, and this is what is China's specialty, is manipulating and controlling the people in China. This is why China is being led into a scientific dictatorship. And of course, China is full of technocrats. So is Google. The affinity for Google to be working with China, I believe, is based on the mutual technocrat employee base they have on each side. They're on the same page, in other words. Not Larry Page, but they're on the same page. So they have no problem working together. This battle is going to go on, but in the end of it, somebody at the U.S. level, the high level in the U.S., is going to have to stand up and say, we need to make this flatly illegal for Google to be involved with China that is trying to build a complete scientific dictatorship to control its people. This is absolutely wrong, and it's anti-human. And yet Google has no problem with this. Now, just as a side note, I did a little research on Eric Schmidt, who is the former CEO of Google. He resigned from Google and then became the CEO and chairman of the parent company, Alphabet. He's since resigned from that. He's doing other things. But Schmidt, interestingly, he's also a member of the Trilateral Commission. This is not insignificant. It is. He's joined the global elite in every way. But Eric Schmidt still has his billions in stock left over from Google, so he's still intimately involved with the company. I went to Google search engine, and I searched for a bio on Eric Schmidt just to see, what's he up to these days? I typed in Eric Schmidt bio. I do this all the time for other people, and I get all kinds of good information right off the bat. So I typed in Eric Schmidt bio, and you won't believe how many hits I got. In other words, articles have come up that pertain to my search. 12,300. That is so minuscule that it's just inconceivable. A man with this high of a visibility over the last 25, 30 years, would only come up 12,300 times in his own search engine. It's supposed to be the biggest and the best in the world. they say. You say, well, I know somebody's going to be thinking, well, that sounds like a lot to me. Well, let me tell you a little insignificant technocracy.news by comparison. We're nothing compared to Google. Type in Technocracy News and Trends. That's just simply the name of our website, Technocracy News and Trends. Type that into Google, and guess how many hits come back? 312,000. 300,000 more hits than Eric Schmidt. Isn't that amazing? And I looked through several pages of Technocracy News and Trends results, and sure enough, it has links from all over the world and videos that I've done and other things like that. But I'll tell you the implication of this. Eric Schmidt has scrubbed himself from his own search engine. That's the bottom line. You can't find any meaningful information on Eric Schmidt on Google.com. It's not there. I looked for several things. Yes, there's some articles, news articles like from Washington Post and Wired and Tech Republic, and they mention his name. But substantive information? Nope. So good old Eric Schmidt has gone through the trouble of essentially erasing himself from his own search engine. Amazing. Okay, Eric, it's time's up for you, dude. Time's up for Google. It's time to quit betting against the American people. It's time to quit betting on scientific dictatorship and technocracy. Second story, note to Beto. There is no impending climate refugee crisis. Beto O'Rourke is an example, by the way, of a snowflake teenager growing up thinking that he knows everything about anything. And in actuality, you know, he's a big nothing burger. There is no impending refugee crisis, and there never has been. And basically, Beto, I call him Beto because I think of Beetlejuice, but maybe that's not his name. I don't care. Beto is simply reading old scripts from the United Nations. That's all these people can do. They don't have an original thought. They have to go back to the United Nations to get all of their doctrine and their talking points and their philosophy. It's not new. And that goes for the entire Green New Deal. It goes for everything that AOC has put forward with the Green New Deal. Sustainable development is a fraud. Well, it's real enough as far as the United Nations is concerned. But it's perpetrated as a fraud pushed by climate change. And I do remember a few years ago that Peter Sutherland, before he passed, a member of the Trilateral Commission from Europe, said that the only way sustainable development can be actuated in anywhere is through a multicultural society. That's mostly why the refugee flux came into Europe and is trying to take over Europe to convert it to a multicultural society. Well, that's the only dogma surrounding climate refugee crisis. It was made up. And then they pushed a lot of people into Europe, and they called it a climate refugee crisis. It's an incredible lie. So Beto needs to go home. He needs to go home to mommy and get a life. And maybe he should go study somewhere for a while and learn how the world really ticks and humble himself a little bit. Quit dancing on tables, coffee shops, trying to make a big shot out of himself. Just my opinion. Lastly is the funniest story I've seen in a long time. Headline, Eco Dilemma. Trees found to release flammable methane gas. This is just a crack up. I'm not surprised. I'm sure the science is true. In fact, in 1907, a chemistry professor at the University of Kansas, interesting, there's not a whole lot of trees in Kansas compared to California, but a professor by the name of Francis Bushong reported a novel finding in the journal called Climate and Physical Papers. he'd found methane, the main ingredient in natural gas, in a tree. And years earlier, he wrote, he'd cut down some cottonwood trees and he observed the formation of bubbles in the sap upon the freshly cut trunk, stump, and chips. When he struck a match, the gas ignited into blue flame. At the university, he replicated the flame test on a campus cottonwood and this time captured gas samples. The concentration of methane was not so much below the level measured in samples from Kansas natural gas fields. Well, a young researcher is repeating those experiments. And sure enough, they're finding that trees emit methane. Well, consider in recent history, in recent stories, that the eco-left is pushing for getting rid of all the cattle, convincing people to not eat red meat because cattle are a scourge on the planet, primarily because they emit, guess what, methane. They call them cow farts. And because they emit methane, they're evil. And they have to be done away with. They simply can't tolerate that. It's polluting the atmosphere. It's causing global warming. This is interesting that global warming has always been promoted as man-made, but cattle aren't men. And man didn't make cattle. Cattle have been roaming the earth for a very long time. They're very useful to mankind for food and other things. Many other products come out of cattle, not just food. But cattle have been a staple in society for thousands of years. But they've been declared as evil by the eco-nuts. And so the big push has been on to get rid of cattle. Well, what are they going to do with trees? Trees are part of the cycle that take the carbon dioxide that we breathe out and convert it back into oxygen so that we can breathe oxygen in again and live. Without trees, there'd be no life on Earth, or not just trees, but green life, photosynthesis plants. There'd be no life on Earth. So we need the trees, and the trees need the people. It's the way God made it. It's pretty cool. But now there's a problem. If we need the rainforest in Brazil to replenish the atmosphere of oxygen, and now we find out that in addition to producing oxygen, they're also producing evil methane. What are they going to do? What's next? Cut down half the rainforest? Are they going to say, well, we need to work this out in a computer algorithm and figure out how many trees we really need and get rid of the rest of them? How about burn down a few forests? That would create some short-term carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, but at least it would stop those evil trees from producing methane, which certainly, they say, that's what's destroying the atmosphere, causing us to heat up, causing hurricanes and tornadoes and floods. It's those trees' fault. It wasn't cattle after all. Well, this is kind of a humorous story, and we're making fun of it. But trees have been found, in fact, to release flammable methane gas. And the eco-nuts are going to have to wrap their head around this and come up with a new line to convince the world to do something different, I suppose, with trees. Maybe they won't be so anxious to be tree huggers anymore. If they get too close to those trees, why, they might find out they're actually breathing in a certain amount of methane gas. Wow. Well, that's it for today. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. I hope you have a great day. And by the way, head over if you haven't to technocracy.news. Get on the mailing list. Receive our daily digest of stories that we put up chronicling the rise of technocracy around the world. Have a great day.